Laurel Clark was not born in Racine, but she went through some of her schooling there and graduated from Racine Horlick High School. In her NASA biography, she listed Racine as her hometown. This morning, taps and brief remembrances will be put over the PA system at Horlick, and in classrooms throughout the Racine district, Clark's name is likely to come up. District spokesperson Linda Fleshinsky says she expects teachers will try to convey a positive message.
Laurel was an incredible student and at Racine Unified. She worked very, very hard for what she wanted to achieve, and that drive led into her adulthood. And so she sets a very, very important role model for the students of our district and the adults to say, you know, you can do those things that you believe in.
Fleshinsky acknowledges that teachers and guidance counselors may also want to talk some about risk.
The knowledge that when you go after goals, that there are ups and downs all the ways, and that there are risks, and that part of working toward something is taking risks. Laurel probably knew that she was taking a risk here, and yet it was important to her to do this.
Many Racine students are also expected to take part in a community-wide memorial Wednesday night. Governor Jim Doyle is also expected to take part in that ceremony honoring the memory of Laurel Clark. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.